Answering Uther's emails takes Arthur longer than expected, and he doesn't make it back until past midday. Val and Senrid are slumped in front of the TV, and Arthur breathes a sigh of relief. He goes to the kitchen and makes a sandwich, grabbing a bottle of water and an apple from the side. When he walks down to the cellar, Merlin's lying in the exact same position he left him in. Arthur wonders if he fell asleep again.
"I'm back,"
he says, and immediately feels foolish. Merlin is not his wife, and he's not coming home after a hard day at the office. He covers his embarrassment by rattling the tray in his hand.
"Lunch."
Merlin doesn't move, and Arthur wonders if he's still sulking about last night. He huffs slightly, unlocking the cell door to let himself in.
"Lunch, Merlin. Sit up or I'll eat it."
Merlin sits up very slowly, his back still to Arthur. Then he pivots round on the bed, and Arthur bites back a cry of shock. There's a vivid purple bruise forming on his right temple, and his lip is split open, swollen and still dribbling blood.
"What the hell happened to you?"
Arthur asks.
"Like you don't know."
Merlin's tone is bitter, and it only takes a few seconds for Arthur's brain to catch up, because who else could have done this?
"Val and Senrid,"
he says stupidly, even though he knows the answer. Merlin's face hardens.
"Don't pretend you didn't know they were doing this."
His voice sounds raspy, strained.
"I didn't,"
Arthur says, and something in his voice must have sounded genuine, because Merlin stops glaring and drops his eyes instead. Arthur reaches out to untie Merlin's hands, although it looks like lunch will have to wait for a while.
Wait, did you say doing this? What else have they done?
Merlin regards Arthur for a minute, like he's trying to decide whether it's even worth answering. Then he shrugs and lifts his t-shirt up to his neck. There's a greenish-yellow patch spreading out on Merlin's lower abdomen, but it's dwarfed in comparison with the huge bruise on the side of Merlin's ribs, so dark it's almost black.
"They did this."
"Val did this,"
Merlin corrects.
"Senrid's more of a watch-and-laugh kind of guy."
"When?"
2 days ago."
Merlin starts to lower his shirt, but Arthur steals his hand.
"Is anything broken?"
Merlin makes a noncommittal sound. Arthur sucks in a breath, and before Merlin can stop him, he's feeling along his ribcage, prodding into the flesh.
"Ow!" "Has to be done,"
Arthur says grimly and carries on. It takes a minute before he declares himself satisfied.
"Probably not broken, maybe fractured, but they will heal on their own anyway, so..."
Arthur looks up at Merlin.
"Did he kick you?"
"Why, can you see the footprint?"
Merlin snaps, dropping his t-shirt again. Arthur winces at how rough his voice sounds.
"Is your throat okay? Did they..." "What do you care?"
Merlin's chin is raised in challenge, but now that Arthur looks at him properly, he can see that he's in a bad way. His skin is even paler than usual, and he's trembling slightly. Arthur's seen Merlin pissed off before, and furious, and apprehensive, but he hasn't seen him quite like this. Whatever Val and Senrid did, they had succeeded in scaring Merlin badly. He finds himself strangely angry. They were here to lay low, that was all. They had no remit to do anything else, no call to torment the hostage for their own amusement. And he shouldn't have left them to their own devices, if he'd been paying more attention. Arthur gets up abruptly and goes upstairs. He grabs some ibuprofen and wets a washcloth, then goes to the freezer and takes out one of the packets of corn mints. When he gets back into the cell, Merlin looks surprised. Apparently he thought Arthur had just walked away from the whole conversation.
"Why would he expect anything better from you?"
He sits back down beside Merlin and gestures to his split lip.
"May I?"
Arthur dabs the blood away as best he can, and then grabs the bottle of water he brought with lunch and hands Merlin two ibuprofen. He waits for Merlin to swallow before offering him the corn to hold against his face.
"Aren't you meant to give me frozen peas?"
Merlin rasps out.
"Corn's an excellent source of low-fat protein,"
Arthur says very seriously. He sees Merlin almost laugh before catching himself, pressing the bag to his face instead.
There's silence for a few minutes.
I'll talk to them,
Arthur says at last.
I'm sure that'll scare him, Martin replies, and he sounds very tired.
It will. I'm in charge here. He is in charge, and it's about time he started acting like it. Val and Senrid are gonna do as he says from now on.
He gives Merlin a sidelong look. A part of him wants to apologize, but it wouldn't be appropriate, so he gets as close to it as he can.
This shouldn't have happened.
Merlin exhales.
You heard what Val said last night. I'm a magical and a hostage. They can do whatever they want to me.
No, Merlin, they can't. And they won't. Not anymore.
He can't tell if Merlin's at all reassured.
They'll be gone in 2 days anyway,
he adds. Merlin's expression quite clearly indicates that he thinks 2 days is enough time for all kinds of damage. Arthur doesn't know quite what comes over him, but he says,
And I think I might move down here for a bit.
Merlin looks startled, and Arthur tries to make it sound like less of a big deal.
Why should you hug all the prime mold and damn spots?
Why indeed,
Merlin responds, sounding a little more like himself. There are some nice asbestos in the corner if you want a piece of that action.
Lovely. All we're missing are a few rats now.
I think there's two upstairs,
Merlin says solemnly, and Arthur's lip twitches. He thinks that Merlin might not have fully believed him, judging by his reaction when he brings his duvet and pillow down to drape across the couch that night. But Arthur has zero intention of going back on his word, and spends the next 2 days either parked at the table reading, or asleep on the couch. Val and Senrid are clearly irritated by his watchdog act, but they don't quite dare openly rebel against him. He doesn't say anything directly about what they did, but next time Senrid rattles the bars of Merlin's cell, Arthur gives him a swift cuff on the head.
Don't do that, it pisses me off.
Senrid whines, and Val grumbles, but Arthur doesn't budge. They spend most of the rest of their visit upstairs watching DVDs, all sources of entertainment in the basement, cut off by Arthur's constant, implacable presence. He knows they will probably go straight back to complain about him to Uther, but he finds he doesn't really care. When they finally get back in their car and drive away, Arthur wanders downstairs, humming, Ding dong, the witch is dead. Merlin favors him with a very small smile.